101.3, welcome back. Two brothers and Stellenbosch University graduates and engineers, Malan and Philip Joubert, have developed a mobile solution to assist in the fight against Ebola. The app is currently being used by the non-profit organization More Than Me in Monrovia, Liberia. The Malan brothers recently moved to Silicon Valley in the USA to expand their tech startup Journey Apps. Whilst in the USA, they became aware of the Ebola virus's massive global impact, and as the crisis escalated, they realized that even in the midst of the technology giants of Silicon Valley, a South African startup could do something significant in the fight against the deadly disease. Online is Judy Hoffmeyer, communication strategist, Journey Apps. Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
What is it that this particular application does that makes it easier to be aware of the Ebola virus, to do something about it? What exactly is this app doing?
Okay, so basically on the app we've got four modules. The broader idea of all four modules is to capture data from the field easier and to kind of collate data on a central point so that it's easier for decision makers, be it large NGOs or governments, or be it medical centers or smaller NGOs. It's easier. It makes it easier for them to actually make decisions with concrete data. So the app has four core functionalities. The first one is contact tracing. And what that does is whenever someone is infected with Ebola, a volunteer can then take the app and interview this patient and then kind of trace who they might have had contact with. And then all of these relatives or friends, their details and where they reside and where they might have moved gets put into a central database via the app. So that makes it easier to see, to have a very big picture of everyone who might have had contact with the disease. The second thing that the app does is it enables ambulance teams, paramedics, medical professionals to capture patient information when they take that patient to a clinic or a hospital. So in the past, an ambulance would get to the patient's household and they would have a paper form where they fill in all of the information of the patient, their symptoms, their personal information, their financial information, whatever is needed to be able to treat that patient. And then this paper form then takes quite a long while to be actually captured onto a computer or onto a central database where it is visible to decision makers, because someone actually has to go and take that paper to the medical center and type it out. So what the app does is as soon as you get to a patient, if you're a medical professional, you can ask that patient right then and there a few key questions about their condition, about their personal history, about their situation or who they've had kind of, or anything like that. And you fill it into the app, and the app immediately, in real time, collates all that information on a central database. So the nearest medical center can access the data as the patient is making his way to the hospital, and also larger organizations can see the bigger data anytime that they want.
Right.
The third thing that the app does, when someone was in contact with someone with Ebola, they need to be quarantined for 21 days before they can be deemed free of Ebola. So what is necessary is a lot of these people are quarantined in their houses, since there aren't always facilities to quarantine them in, you know, fancy hospitals or clinics outside of their community. Sometimes they're quarantined in their households. But in these 21 days, they can't leave their household, and they need some things like water and food and clean clothing. And so the app also helps NGOs to distribute whatever is necessary for all of these different households that are put under quarantine, so they don't have to leave their houses. So they will bring them food, and the app will kind of work out the logic, what is the best way to distribute and what do you still need to do today and which household do you have to visit and which children need something to play with and all of that. So the app will remind and administer that whole process. The last thing that the app does is a lot of children in these communities heavily affected by Ebola are abandoned or orphaned. It may be that they don't know where their parents are, or it may be that their parents have died of the disease. And so what the app does is when an NGO has contact with a child, whether it be at school or in the streets of the community, they can then also get information about the child, put this on the central database, and then also either make sure that the child is reunited with their family or their nearest family members, or quarantined if their family members were infected by the disease, or taken care of in the correct way if the disease actually took their family members away. So that's the four functionalities of the app.
Right, so it seems to be quite useful. Do you think that one of the biggest problems in trying to get a handle on Ebola has been exactly what this app is dealing with, that is the basic data?
Yes, definitely. So when Philip and Milan had the idea that they want to assist in the battle against Ebola, they spoke to quite a few NGOs, and a lot of them mentioned that just the lack of information, not knowing, we don't know where these people have moved, and even if we know, an NGO in another area doesn't know, it's very, very difficult. The lack of information is a very big hurdle to actually battling the disease. And at Journey Apps, that is one of our key competencies, is creating apps that can quickly and easily capture data and make it available in real time. And we thought, wow, we could actually really, really make a difference here with the technology that we already have.
Now, as a matter of interest, Judy, obviously this app looks like it could have further applications in the NGO field when NGOs are in places which are fairly, you know, isolated from hospitals and all that. Is this going to be rolled out to sort of other scenarios?
Yes, of course. We've done actually in the past 5 years, we've done many, many projects in the field of what we call mobile health. So it's when we develop health solutions or in the health sector using mobile phones. And we've got a few partners in Africa, in Kenya, Mozambique, across South Africa that's already using this app to, for instance, monitor patients in rural areas where community health workers will kind of get vital information, make that available, follow up with the patients, or we use it in schools for incident reporting. It is also used to keep inventory of vaccines and important medications in desolate areas where clinics may be very far dispersed from each other. So yes, we have done quite a number of projects in this field, and we really, really want to do even more because we see how big impact it has.
Now, as a matter of interest, how does one get hold of this app? I mean, does it go onto your normal cell phone, or does it have to be a special handheld device, an iPad? I mean, where does one get hold of the app, and where does one download it?
So we want to give the app for free for anyone fighting the Ebola disease at the moment. So we would love to get into contact with an NGO. If that NGO then wants to use the app, all that you have to have is a phone that can that is Android or iOS based, and then you just download the Journey app from the App Store or the Play Store, and then we will send you a barcode, and then you can register the Ebola app on your phone, and it's very, very easy to use. But many of these NGOs don't have these type of smartphones to their disposal. So our number one mission at the moment is actually to raise funds to buy more smartphones for them that they can use it in the field.
Julia Hoffmeyer, communications strategist for Journey Apps. This particular app has got four key functions, which helps people to track, understand, and keep a handle on Ebola, and looks like it can have an application for many other kinds of things in the field, particularly in fighting disease. Julia Hoffmeyer, thanks a lot and well done.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you.